Last week, I wrote a piece for Arts Professional, which sparked off quite an interesting debate on Twitter about my use of the term volunteering to describe unpaid work. And this got me thinking. It got me thinking about the assumptions we make about volunteers and how these might differ across different sectors. It also got me thinking about why we make these assumptions. So what assumptions do we make about volunteers in the arts? Well, based on the Twitter conversation from last week, it looks as though we assume that volunteers are less skilled than interns and work experience students, and often unskilled. But how true is that about volunteers themselves? Well, that depends on how you look at it. Volunteers are quite widely used by the charity sector for a lot of things they deliver, and they seem to manage really well using volunteers. So is it true to say that volunteers are always underskilled, or is it just that we don't know how to harness the skills that they have? So if it's not volunteers and volunteering itself that's the issue, what is it about the arts that makes us equate volunteers and volunteering with a lack of skills? Could it be because of the culture of interning in the arts? Well, probably not. Many interns are unpaid, and they are expected to be graduates and have some level of skill in the sector that they want to work in. So it doesn't make sense that we would assume that other unpaid workers would be unskilled. So could it be of how we make use of volunteers in the arts? Quite possibly. We often see volunteers as a temporary solution to a short-term problem, and this can lead to problems. Because we only use volunteers on a short-term basis, this often means we don't invest in them in the same way that we might a work experience student or an intern. And it could be this lack of investment that causes the problem. If someone sees a position, a volunteer position, and knows that they will get minimal investment from the organisation, why on earth would they bring their best skills to the table? Chances are they won't. So perhaps the way that we can make the term volunteer and volunteering mean more in the arts is for us to change our attitude to volunteers and see them as a resource worth investing in so that we can get their best skills out of them to help us do what we do best. Hopefully, by doing that, we can erase some of the stereotyping around volunteer and volunteering and make it so that this is no longer a dirty word within the arts.